rolling bar? Is it a rolling bar? Is it...
You've found the right frequency. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s to the present day. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. This is all about the joy of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 49 years on the airwaves. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. an extended tune across two sides of a 7-inch 45, or maybe it spins at 33. I'm playing you the MP3 version. Oh my goodness. That's Finnish musician Jimmy Tenor with Cold Diamond and Milk, released on Timonian Records, tune called Gaia Sunset. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. I think it's going to be a pretty mellow show, and I think we're going to dig into a couple of new releases, particularly a band called Medline, one of my favorite bands. They do a lot of library music covers. Now, nobody else does library music covers, so this is great stuff. It's a brand new album. Let's dig into it. The album is called The Edge. It's on My Bags Records. And we'll start off with a cover version of David Axelrod's The Edge.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. As twilight deepens along a dry desert stream bed, a tiny owl peers out from a hole in a sycamore tree. It's an elf owl, the smallest species of owl in the world. Standing less than 6 inches tall, with gray feathers and big yellow eyes, the elf owl weighs less than an ounce and a half, a bit less than a golf ball. And they're determined predators. Flying out from its tree cavity at dusk, the elf owl hunts beetles, crickets, and spiders, plus the odd lizard or mouse. Larger prey, such as scorpions, with the stingers carefully removed, may end up cached in the nest for later dining. Elf owls live in woodlands and desert cactus habitats in northwest Mexico and along the border of the southwest U.S. They often nest in woodpecker holes in tall saguaro cactus. They depart their breeding range by October to central and southern Mexico, where insects are more available in winter. But spring comes early to the desert, and the minuscule owls return by late February or March, ready to begin their breeding season. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Welcome back to Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Been here 26 years on the airwaves at WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. You never know what you're going to hear. Well, here's some brand new music by Leroy Conroy. It's a tune called Snow Cat. Thank you. the band Vanilla, a tune called Cool, and before that, Vanilla with Soul from the collection Time Goes By, Part 1, just released in 2025. Well, here's a rare one, very rare one, Joe Kenny with Fly Away Dub Mix. We'll be right back.
Pourquoi tu es parti? Ou puis-je te trouver? Je m'ennuie de toi après. Il y a un temps pour tout.
Exploring science in the sea. Currents at the bottom of the ocean can be just as fickle as wind currents at the surface. They can turn, speed up or slow down, and even reverse course. And they can change in just days or even hours. That's the conclusion of the most detailed study of seafloor currents to date. Researchers anchored 34 instrument packages across a 1,000-square-mile region off the coast of Mozambique at the southeastern corner of Africa. The instruments monitored the currents for 4 years. The study took place on the continental slope at depths of up to a mile and a half. The slope is steep and sharp canyons notch into it. Sediments tumble down the slope and through the canyons. At the bottom of the slope, the currents generally flow from south to north. And in the canyons, they generally flow downhill. Speeds range from about a half to 1.5 miles per hour. But researchers found a lot of variation. The speed changes, and so does the direction. Currents can even reverse direction, even in the canyons, where they sometimes flow uphill. Some of the changes are related to the tides or to passing storms or eddies, and others are related to the seasons, so they play out over days or weeks. The researchers say a better understanding of seafloor currents can tell them more about where ocean sediments come from. That can help them better understand changes in climate, the sources of pollution, and more, swirling along at the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Here's something new from a good friend of mine, Mr. Brian Lee, who records as the Hi-Fi Envelope. Brand new CD release called The Hours We Passed in Dreaming. This is a tune called The Telephone.